This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Following the riots by workers in Little India in Singapore in 2013, the welfare of migrant workers have been in the spotlight. Like in many parts of the world, workers find it difficult to assimilate if they are unable to communicate properly in the local language to convey their needs and frustrations in a constructive manner. Out of deep concern of the issues faced by migrant workers, a group of students founded SDI Academy in Singapore. The academy provides English courses incorporating the use of native languages. The market is potentially huge for SDI. There are about 1 million migrant workers in Singapore, mainly from China, Bangladesh and India. SDI recently won a grant from the DBS NUS Social Venture Challenge Asia, and SDI is now looking to expand in Asia, possibly in the long term. Valerie Pang, co-founder of SDI Academy, joins us. What's your business model? Can you describe it to us?
So our business model, we have a business-to-consumer model and a business-to-business model. So for the consumer model, we are targeting migrant workers who are looking to augment their English skills, learn some English to help them perform better in their workplace and to integrate into society. So for that, we charge them a fee that is affordable for them for the entire duration of our course, which usually lasts for 16 weeks. And we also have a business-to-business model where we are hoping to target employers of these migrant workers and get them to pay for the course, or maybe co-pay for the courses for these migrant workers that they employ.
How do you reach out to them?
So we reach out to them mainly through offline channels at first. We basically gave out flyers. We went to places where migrant workers commonly hanged out in, such as in Little India or like near the Jurong area. And then we told them about the course and then passed them out flyers and brochures. And then that's how they learn about our course and sign up for it.
Do you find there's a typical profile, like for example, they've stayed on in Singapore for a long time and they have aspirations to stay on?
I think it depends, because the migrant workers that have taken our course, they range from working here for only 2 years to more than 5 years to 10 years. So there probably are different motivations that they have. So I wouldn't say there's like a fixed demographic. They all come from different like backgrounds and have stayed in Singapore for different durations.
How do you foresee the market acceptance would be for employers to want to pay for this?
Usually employers, it may be harder for them to see the value at first, but we can show them that learning English improves the productivity of their migrant workers, improves their well-being, and also could help in reducing the amount of safety accidents that happen. So we think that there is a value for the employers, and we do think that they will probably be pretty accepting of the cost if it has a low price. Pricing right now is around $200 for the course, and this is for the migrant workers. We basically charge them, it's around $6 per hour for each lesson, and the lesson is like 2 hours for like 16 weeks. So for the employers, we are now having to increase our cost a little bit to $235 or so, but it's still pretty affordable.
How do you work out that pricing?
We worked out that pricing based on kind of a cost-based pricing. We went to check how much our cost was and just put a little bit of like profit margin that we could earn so that we could rechannel it back to our operations and conducting of new courses. So that's how we decided our pricing.
Who designed the courses? Presumably it's the co-founders themselves, but how would you say benchmark that to what the British Council offers?
This course was mainly designed by the people on our team. Some of whom are from the NUS Linguistics Honours Department, and then also some had expertise in developing English language courses. It's different from those that are offered at British Council, because British Council teaches English solely through English alone, whereas ours is a different approach of trying to use their native language that allows them to grasp it better and be able to understand it better as well. So I would say it's kind of targeting a different market as well.
What's your bigger vision for SDI? Migrant workers do have quite a hard life. A worker from Bangladesh, he may accumulate a debt of about 7,000 US before even starting work in Singapore. So do you see there's a bigger scope of work for SDI?
Definitely, we want to improve their well-being of the migrant workers and empower them as well as perhaps their families as well in the future. So that is our long-term vision, to be able to empower them in many different aspects. Right now we're studying with the English language course, but we also have a befrienders program, social outreach programs, and we hope to provide perhaps more financial assistance for these migrant workers to learn more and be able to lift them and their families out of the poverty cycle.
Do you plan to put up your courses online?
Yes, we definitely hope to have some kind of online platform where the migrant workers can learn English. So right now we are still, I guess, in the very, very early stages of developing that. But in the future, we do hope to have it up and running so that more migrant workers can take our courses online and learn English online as well.
So you're still young, going to be 21 years old, and you're studying in Yale, NUS, liberal arts degree. So what's ahead for you?
I'm passionate about doing good in society, and I'm exploring different ways by which I can do so. I definitely hope to continue work on SDI Academy and see if there are other ways I could also contribute to society, as my wish is really to become a global leader in doing good in the future. So I'm very interested in startups and entrepreneurship and technology, so I'll probably be getting myself even more involved in the startup scene, and also helping out more startups, maybe probably working in the area of like technology and entrepreneurship.
We just spoke with Valerie Pang, a co-founder of SDI Academy in Singapore. I'm Noel Lim on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.